This is day 41 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent on Monday, the 11th of April. So we're into Easter week and we'd love to invite you to our Easter programme. Tomorrow evening we have our Rock Solid Family Night, Easter themed. That's at 5:30 p.m. Then on Wednesday morning we have a communion service at 10 a.m. Monday, Thursday at 7 p.m. we have our meal and communion. You do need to sign up for that one, so get in touch if you haven't done already. Then following on from the meal, from 8 p.m. till midnight, we're going to have a half night of prayer. Good Friday at 10:30 a.m. we have an all-age service. And then that's followed by a Good Friday walk and picnic at Mellor Cross. That begins at 12. Then on Easter Sunday, we have our two celebration services, one at 9 a.m. and one at 10:30 a.m. More information is on the website, and we'd love to see you at some of these events this week. Our psalm for today is Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Now this psalm begins with a nostalgic look at the past. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. The Jews had been held in Babylon, and now they had the chance to worship God in Jerusalem, and this had been a dream of the people for some 70 years. After being held captive in Babylon, being able to travel to Jerusalem to worship God must really have seemed to the Jews like a dream too good to be true. They'd returned to the holy mountain, Mount Zion. This was the place of the temple of God. But of course, this earthly salvation foreshadows the even greater salvation that we experience through knowing Jesus. And like them, our response should continually be one of worship. So the psalmist remembers, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. As we've seen already in many of these psalms, lament is the common theme in two-thirds of the psalms. And I guess there are plenty of tears in the Christian life. But this psalm shows us a glimpse of the joy that there also is. Maybe life right now is tough for you, but it's good to remember, as this psalm reminds us, that God will restore our fortunes. Maybe right now, if you're sowing in tears of joy, there will come a time when you will begin to reap with songs of joy. So Lord, even today, may we find happiness, laughter, and joy in your presence. Amen.